individual, please, Carla.
Item 829, request of Jason Renaud to address council regarding mobile crisis services.
Very good. Good morning.
Good morning, council. I'm Jason Renaud with the Mental Health Association. Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to talk about medical mobile crisis services. You'll soon be looking at a proposal to create a new medical mobile crisis service as an alternative to police, to make contact with people who are straying from healthcare, people who cannot turn to the protection of law or to a credit card insurance policy to protect them. This is not easy work. We've tried to create services like this before, with some with success and some failures along the way. There's a long history of Oregon trying to help people who are in crisis with limited budgets and without clinical resources. It hasn't gone well. What do we do for people with mental illness who refuse medical treatment and behave in a way that is distressing? Well, we try to help. We do, but who should give the help, and when, and how, and toward what end? These are practical, clinical, and even ethical questions which have baffled your predecessors. And baffled, they followed personalities towards creating these failures and not followed principles. Our idealization of civil liberties is quite confounded by mental illness. There's no quarter allowed for people who just can't think straight. They and their symptoms confuse the law. And without a sufficient safety net of social services, medical services, specialized housing, supportive employment, friends, families, neighbors, people with mental illness sometimes need to call for help. And because of decisions carefully made by elected officials, there's often no one to send but police. So there is a better way. Thank you for visiting Eugene. First, you must remove police from the process whenever possible. We found excruciating experience that there is no amount of training or policy which reliably reduces routine harm police do to people with mental illness. It's not their fault, it's how you've made them. Second, you must find and fund a single robust, independent medical mobile service, a humanistic gateway to psychiatry and addiction treatment. And we have an extraordinary and well-tested model at the Whitebird Clinic in Eugene, which you can learn from. If you follow their lead and build a service scaled to match theirs, which would be about 6 units running 30 or 40 hours a day, you'll get the same extraordinary results. So we can talk at length outside of this room about other medical mobile services in other cities, how they're grappling with the same question, about integration with public safety, about environmental scan of services, about how to sustain team members. But CAHOOTS program in Eugene is available to provide both that experience and technical assistance in these areas. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. But I want to stress one important point and give one solution. The most valuable and overlooked quality of the Eugene model is that the service is managed by an independent third party, not a city bureau or department, not the police. I'm going to go about one more paragraph. Not the fire department. That really won't work. But there is a compromise. The Eugene model uses EMTs embedded with social workers. Why not contract with a suitable independent third party vendor and then provide and then embed EMTs from the fire bureau into that service? That's a model that's been tested up in Olympia right now with the same CAHOOTS model, and it's worked very well. And the fire department has great EMTs and paramedics that could work easily with a third party. So it's a good solution. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jason, for being here today. As you know, we have certainly gone to Eugene and reviewed the CAHOOTS model. And it has a lot of things that are very positive about it. But as you may know, it took them 30 years to actually create the model that they have today. We in Portland don't have that long to wait to get to a model that actually is intentional about sending the right first responder to the right incident at the right time. As of today, we don't know what the pilot will look like because we are actually gathering data, first from those most impacted, then from service providers, then from folks who are today on the front line of these calls. when 30% of the new calls to 911 are for unwanted people, that's a problem. And CAHOOTS or any other model won't change this perception of unwanted people in our community. The amount of public safety dollars that we spend today, because when you call 911, when you don't know who to send, you send everybody. You send fire, police, and the ambulance. And many times, none of the above is the right responder. I hope that you will keep an open mind as we start both providing data from the surveys and the work sessions that we've had over the last 4 months. I hope you'll keep an open mind as we start building something that's Portland-centric and not taking a model from somewhere else and just plopping it down in the city of Portland. Some things Eugene has, Portland doesn't have, and vice versa. And so we're at the beginning stages. We're going to bring back a proposal to the City Council in November. I hope you'll be a partner in helping us move this forward. But so far, what I know is that we today spend a lot of resources in trying to address who shows up as a first responder, and we could spend those resources smarter, and we could weave a better system together. And I'm appreciative that the mayor and the rest of the City Council is really supportive of us being innovative and really thinking about what's the best model for the City of Portland. So I thank you.
I also want to join the chair section here. First of all, I think the collaboration that we now have amongst the public safety bureaus, the first responder bureaus, is a critical and necessary step. And Commissioner Hardesty and I went down separately and we looked at CAHOOTS, and I think we reached a lot of the same conclusions about the model. Some things are really attractive, very appealing, work really well. Some things are problematic. One of the things that they self-identified as being problematic is something I want to pigeonhole you on while I've got you here, because there's probably nobody with more expertise in our community than you on this question. When their first response, their street response, is very effective, in my opinion. And anecdotally, it seems to suggest that the community is very happy with their first response. The problem is when somebody is truly in crisis, they manage the crisis and they de-escalate the crisis. And that in and of itself is a victory. But where they're still coming up short is there is not necessarily a treatment bed available, there's not necessarily supportive housing that's available for somebody who truly needs longer term care. And so they find that from time to time they're going back to a lot of the same people who are still on the streets and still in danger. And with that concern in mind, it is disappointing to both Commissioner Hardesty and to myself that the funds coming through the county for mental health services isn't expanding to accommodate what is obviously a growing crisis in our community. It's going the other way. And so I hope that you will join us as we go back down to Salem in February and seek some resolution to the question of why are mental health services and mental health dollars that are allocated from the state through the county not increasing commensurate to the need, and frankly in alignment with the model that we're trying to create here under Commissioner Hardesty's leadership of the Fire Bureau. So I feel like there's a partnership to be had here, because you obviously support the model, the commissioner supports the model, I support the model, this council voted extra dollars even above what the bureaus requested so that we could get this pilot fast-tracked, but there's clearly some major visible holes in the model that we need to address.
Yes, we should go in lockstep with our legislators in this district and with the county commission and with advocates to Salem to cause more monies to flow to both the mental health crisis and the addiction crisis that we're facing here. And we're not going to make a dent in the problem without more money, frankly. The county is building more subacute beds. They're building a day center. That'll be up probably about the same time that CAHOOTS gets up. It'll be important that those services be integrated along with police services in the day center.
But to that point, mm-hmm. I don't want to belabor this here today. I'm truly just pigeonholing you because I can.
Yep.
My concern there, and I support that model, and it's a very important one, and our first responders support that model. The problem is it's also extremely expensive. And the concern I have longer term is that what we're seeing is the federal government and state government pushing the responsibility of acute mental health delivery to local jurisdictions. We didn't weren't historically in the mental health business at all. Mm-hmm. And now we find ourselves in street response and mental health delivery and crisis management in a huge way. And we're not seeing resources at the federal or the state level realign to reflect that reality. And that's really concerning to me if we're talking about building a sustainable model that's more than just a pilot program.
Mayor.
Commissioner Fish.
We're now half an hour over our public communications.
Let's discuss this later.
We're backed up.
To be continued.
Today we've had these incredibly interesting public communications. The problem is, if we engage everybody like we did today, we're going to be half an hour backed up on time certain every council. I hope there's a chance, because of listening to this dialogue, there's a lot of things that I'd like to know more about. I hope we have a work session at some point to actually talk about CAHOOTS for those of us who haven't been down to see it, and also to talk a little bit about what are some of the other best practices in other cities. And Jason, you're an invaluable resource on that, so thank you.
Commissioner Daly.
Thanks, Mayor. I would just like to thank you for being here. Want to acknowledge that we have personally been having these conversations for 25 years, which is hard to believe. We have watched people that we know and care about suffer for lack of these services. And we're not going to get it right if we don't tap the expertise that already exists in our community. So I hope you will be a part of this conversation going forward.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. Last word. It's funny because Jason and I have also been having this conversation for the last 25 or 30 years.
So Jason and I have had this conversation for the last 40 years.
Well, you're older than
Jason
I am,
and
so
I
that
knew each other
that.
In a past life.
My grandfather started the conversation with Jason, and I inherited it. So I just want to, just in case there's any doubt here.
Let me just say that what I love about where we are in this process is no decisions have been made. We have not seen the ideal anything yet, right? Everything comes with trade-offs, and everything comes with creating the right partnerships so that the outcomes that we all want are achieved. And sometimes I'm really giddy to go over time because I think it's important that we have these conversations in the public eye. So thank you for being here, and don't be a stranger. We'll talk soon.
Found my pencil. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you very much for raising this important issue, and I would just like to second Commissioner Fish's request for a work session on this that community experts could be invited to. I did actually work in mental health care for 22 years here, so I would like to...
Was Jason there?
That's HIPAA protected. I'm not going to
Commissioner Fritz, based on my 30 years of working in mental health care, I think we're still learning, both of us.
Jason, I hope you come back. I'm afraid you might not, but thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Sounds
we'll
like
look
I'm
forward
doomed.
To more of the same. Carla, have any items?